You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Typically, when we have our show, we reserve our executive lounge for the end of the show. But given that today is a special double bill where we'll be looking at not just the executive, but also the executive's company, I thought let's give it a bit more time and start a little earlier. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of Vukile Property Fund, that's Lawrence Rapp, to take a look at what he does as a CEO, but also how well he's been doing it, because the company's clearly been performing quite well. Good evening, Lawrence. Lovely to speak to you again. It's been a while since you and I have caught up. Thank you for taking the time and thank you for getting a little more personal than what we typically discuss. I mean, you and I typically go through some numbers and understand what's happened with the numbers, but now we're going to get to a little more sensitive things around you. And I want to start that conversation by looking at your career in finance. It's been quite a lengthy career. You've spent quite a bit of time at Vukile. How did you get into the space? How did you even end up in finance?
Great. Jimmy, thank you very much and thanks for having me on the show. Look, my whole career, other than my very first job, which was in management consulting, has been in finance. I spent a number of years at Fleming Martin in equities. I was a research analyst covering the retail sector. And then after a while, a bit of a stint in private equity, ended up at Standard Bank. I was there for about 10 years, initially doing in-house M&A, running strategic investments, and then I ran the insurance and asset management division. And then really felt that I needed a change. I'd always wanted to work in the property industry. And as fate would have it, within a week or so of coming to that conclusion in my mind, got called by a headhunter. And they said there was a small fund called Vukile Property Fund that was looking to hire a new CEO, somebody who was a business builder. I had built a number of businesses within the Standard Bank arena that people had known about. And would I be interested? And frankly, it was exactly what I was looking for. And that's now been 13 years ago. So it's been a wonderful journey. And we've taken the business from about 5 billion of assets when I joined to today, we've got about just over 40 billion. So it's been a good number of years.
How has that journey been, Lawrence? Because coming into a business, obviously, with the experience that you had from all the other sectors and you kind of knew you wanted to end up in property, how do you then position yourself to say, okay, I'm going to take over as a CEO, but also not only are we going to go from 3.5 to 5 billion rand in assets on the book, we're going to grow that exponentially to 40 billion. Was that something you ever thought of when you started at the business 13 years ago? Or was it something where you just said, one day at a time, we build on some really good foundational blocks and we see where the road takes us?
I think some aspects of what you've said, but a lot of planning as well. I mentioned, you know, very early on in my career, I started in management consulting. I was fortunate to train with one of the big international consulting houses, and I've always been a big believer in, you know, sort of planning, setting goals and working towards them. So when I joined Vukile in 2011, we set a new strategy, which we called Awaken the Potential Within. And that was really allowing me to look at the business and say, in fact, there is gold in the business. We've got great people, great systems, great processes, but perhaps didn't really have the vision of how we wanted to grow the business. And we sort of made a number of key changes there. We said, look, number one, we're too small to be relevant in the market. We needed to get scale to become relevant overall. We also said that we wanted to move away from being a diversified property fund into a retail specialist fund. And that's because we just thought that retail had always outperformed on a risk-adjusted basis. But perhaps more importantly, we're strong believers in specialization versus diversification. We felt we needed to keep growing earnings, have a strong balance sheet, and improve the quality of the portfolio. And that set in place a very clear goal as to what we were always working toward. And it was consistently working and ticking off objectives along the way to get there. And really all of those boxes have been ticked. And now it's a question of saying, well, where do we go from here? So our retail strategy has been refined in that we talk about having a consumer-led model. And that means that we believe that the value creation for shareholders in a property fund starts by understanding and meeting the needs of your shoppers. Because when you get that right, by definition, your tenants do well. And when your tenants do well, you can raise rents and therefore your shareholders do well. So that has been a refinement along the way that's worked very well for us. And then it was also about looking to grow the business offshore. Now, today, 61% of our assets are offshore. Half our earnings come from Spain. And we believe we've now got a very strong platform of which we can look to grow further into other markets. And that's really the plan that we have, is to say, how do we take this consumer-led model, which is scalable and transportable, and move that into further deepening our exposure in Spain, Portugal, perhaps some other markets, and South Africa, and look to grow our business that way. Mm. So we very much are planners.
Okay, Lawrence, we're looking into the company stuff. We'll do the lightning round a little later on. Let's look at some of the company data that's come out. You released your results, and obviously there was a lot of positive sentiment around that, positive rental reversions and strong liquidity from a business perspective. I want to look at just your thoughts around that, as opposed to things like maintaining that loan to value down at 40% and keeping the business within that manageable state. It's one thing to be able to continuously grow the business and see those improvements in the growth, but to be able to also at the same time maintain good value and keep costs under management and that sort of thing is another side of the business. How have you been able to do that, not just this year, but for all the years you've been at the company?
Sure. I think there, I'll probably point to one major event in terms of how we've managed costs, and that is to sort of really have understood the electricity dynamics perhaps earlier than many in the market.
Mm.
And that's not to necessarily say we were able to foresee load shedding, but it was more a question of being able to understand that you could turn electricity from a cost center into a profit center. And we've been working on that now for about 7 or so years. So today, one of the reasons why we've been able to manage our costs so well is because of the solar PV that we've been putting into our properties. So today we've got, I think it's 21 megawatts installed. There'll be a further 11 megawatts installed during the year. And ultimately, we'll get to a point where about, you know, a third of the electricity generated in the portfolio will be clean energy that we generate ourselves. And that means that we've now turned electricity from being a major cost factor with very high escalation into a profit center. And then I think for the rest, it's really sort of having a team that is very focused on, you know, meeting the rands and cents. We try and, you know, work very frugally in what we do, but never compromising the quality of the properties. So if you look, our cost ratio is sort of still well below long-term averages, sitting at about 16.8 at the moment. But I've said the biggest single contributing factor to that has been our preemptive, proactive approach on managing electricity costs.
Mm. Lawrence, let's quickly wrap up the business because we have to get back to some of the other personal conversations. I really want to ask you some really burning questions, but let's wrap up the business side of it. The business, as you mentioned, is a good performing business. In fact, it's one of the top performing rates in South Africa on the JSE, if not the top performing one at this stage. Despite that, there's still a huge discount that the business trades at. How do you and the management team see that? Do you think the discount is justified? And are you planning to do anything to sort of unlock that value?
Jimmy, it's a very technical question that you ask. I do have a very strong view on it.
Mm.
And really the disconnect comes from a valuation methodology, which all property companies tend to use, which is a discounted cash flow methodology, which is really by definition then looking 5 and 10 years into the future. And you therefore get an intrinsic value of the future cash flows of the company. But to most investors, they tend to look at property as a hybrid between equity and fixed income. So if you can get 10 to 11% in government bonds today, people tend to sort of say, well, hold on, that's a lower risk way of getting fixed income than investing in a property company that's got operating parts to it as well. And I think that is the reason why you've got the disconnect between valuations. So I apologize if it's a very technical answer, but I think that's what it is. It's not sort of an intrinsic discount due to any structures or anything of that nature. I just think it's the fact that you are sort of comparing two different valuation methodologies that are competing for the same investment rand.
Mm.
And that is why you have the discount today. Mm. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, no, absolutely. But let's get into the really, really technical questions, because this is what makes or breaks every CEO. And I want to do a lightning round with you. Lightning round rules are very, very simple. I'm going to give you a question, and I kind of want one word, maybe two word answers, and we'll see how quickly we can get through it. Set?
Okay, let's try it.
Favorite movie?
Don't watch movies.
Favorite book?
Anything that is historical and biographies.
Okay. Favorite holiday destination?
Jerusalem.
Favorite meal?
Pasta.
Okay. Favorite way to unwind after a long day of work?
I tend to focus on my religious learning.
Okay. Favorite musician?
Yeshai Rebol.
Lovely. Favorite car?
Cars are not my favorite thing. I drive a Lexus, but I'm not a car person.
Okay. Favorite historic building?
My happy place is the Western Wall in Jerusalem.
Lovely. You've passed the lightning round. Well done. Thanks so much, Lawrence. It's been lovely getting to know you. Thanks so much for taking us through the results as well. Very strong set of numbers there. Congratulations to you and the team. We wish you all of the best of success in the future for this new financial year. You and I will certainly catch up as the year progresses. I know there's going to be a lot to update the listeners on, but we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much, Lawrence. Lawrence Rapp, Chief Executive Officer at Vukile Property Fund, joining me for our Executive Lounge / results conversation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.